It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brew Ha Ha. Joining us now is Robert Nathanson with Palmia. Palmia, welcome, dude.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, and I'm really blessed to be in such great company here. I mean, I've got a guy that's been in the beer industry longer than I've been alive. And we've got someone who judges beers for a living. I mean, this is a lot of pressure.
And well, we're enjoying your beer.
The best voice in radio.
And we've got a voice that sounds deeper than my father's.
Palmia, the name is Spanish, I'm assuming?
Yes, Palmia came from Spain. The founder of the company was in Mallorca, Spain, and Ibiza, and everyone was drinking these Claras, which is a really nice, light, lemony beer.
Lager, yeah.
Yeah, like a lager. They call it like a rattler or a shandy.
Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
It's good, huh?
Thank you so much.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great summer beer.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm drinking it out of the bottle, because like you could pretend you're on the beach.
It's not too sweet, but I really like it.
That's great. Yeah, it's the 90-calorie profile is what makes it really unique. We also use 100% all-natural flavors. Everything about it is natural. There's actually no sugar, so if you're, you know, worried about the calorie or carbohydrate intake.
Glycemic index, yeah.
Glycemic, yeah. People who are type 1 and type 2 diabetic can drink this without spiking their glycogen, which is...
Okay, and it comes from Spain. It started in Spain, but Mark was telling me earlier that it's...
Throughout Europe, there's versions of this, yeah. And I assume that you went to Spain and enjoyed it in the hot weather, and it inspired you to bring it here.
Yeah, well, the founder of the company, he was actually traveling all over Spain, and he just couldn't get enough of these lemonade beers.
Yeah.
But one thing that makes ours, like I said, unique is there's actually no lemonade, so there's no sugar.
Yeah.
It's just infused with that really fresh lemon. And
oh, man.
Especially here. I mean,
it's lemon zest, right? The peel, right?
Peel, yeah.
Meyer lemon.
It is hot here. So this beer is actually really refreshing.
You're based in the city in San Francisco on Divisadero Street, or if you're as hip as I am, we call it Divis.
The Divis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so your CEO, Robert, how long ago was this founded?
So this company was actually founded in 2013 originally, and they came out with the version 1.0, and it just wasn't perfect. There was something missing, and I'm going to say that one thing that was missing was me. Because I come from the health and wellness space. I was a doctor for a few years.
Really?
I really love, you know.
How does one become a doctor for just a few years?
Right. Well, 9 years to be total.
Okay.
And while doing that, three friends of mine got together and we started infusing a rum, a natural, all-natural rum. And we did really well at the nightclub and bar show. And we sold as many cases as we could. And in the meantime, the founder of Palmia, who's actually my dentist, said, hey, Rob, you're in the space. Can you help me out? And I said, of course I can. So we got a new recipe, which is 100% natural, sold that 90-calorie profile, and took it to Wisconsin and brewed a bunch up. And
Now
we're here in San Francisco selling it into great stores like Whole Foods, Target, BevMo, Total Wine. We just got authorization for Safeway, which is... huge.
Jeez. What about Bottle Barn here in Santa Rosa? Are you hip to them?
We are going to be hitting up everybody because we now have established relationships with distributors. Before, it was me delivering door to door, and I personally, in my little car, delivered 20 cases, or not 20 cases, I'm sorry, 20 pallets out of the back of my car. Well, now that we have a distributor, we can now, you know,
you're
distribute
with
to
Morris, right? So if there's any stores listening and they want to get it, they can call Morris and they can get it.
Yeah, Morris based out of Petaluma.
Like Willoughby's, I'll ask Willoughby's.
Yes.
Speaking of Willoughby's,
yeah.
Tell everyone this segment is brought to you in part by Willoughby's in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. We all love that place. Mark especially is there often.
Oh, yeah. And Herlinda has a list of their draft beers they have at the Santa Rosa store that, I mean, it's really amazing what they're doing there.
Yeah.
And,
they have a huge draft list.
Huge draft list and great prices. They have a happy hour. It's $4 to $7, $4 beers. Now,
yeah.
You can't beat that.
Monday through Friday. That's a 3-hour happy hour. There's very most places are only doing like hour happy hours nowadays. So 4 to 7, $4 beers. But look at the beers that they have on. This isn't like they're not having. I mean, there's no slouches here. There's Revision, which was named number one brewery in Nevada. Yeah,
the Nevada
was, like,
brewery.
Number 7 new brewery in the U.S. There's Bear Republic, of course. There's Booster Rocket, which is a 13%. There's the new Brute Squad that's a Brute IPA from Eagle Rock and Social Kitchen. But there's Barrel Brothers and Hen House and Altamont Brewery for $4 at happy hour. And also Saturday and Sunday, happy hour 12 to 6.
They're in Amazing. Petaluma. Where in Petaluma, Mark?
Petaluma and Lakeville, right across from the railroad station.
Okay.
Very handy. Train beers. Yeah. Train beers.
And train beers.
Santa Rosa.
Absolutely.
Santa Rosa's 3rd Street?
3rd Street. It's right near. It's right on the corner there by near 3rd Street Ale Works and like across from Barnes & Noble. There's the parking garage right there.
Right.
Yeah. But they also do Taco Tuesday. They're doing a Jardesca Margarita Taco Tuesday next Tuesday. Which is Jardesca is like so yummy. So you get 2 tacos and a Jardesca margarita for $8. That's pretty good. But they have spirits, they have beer, they have wine. You can get a killer deli sandwich. They have the bar. They have wines by the glass, and they have the draft beers. They have like 12 beers on draft.
That's a genius concept, I think.
Yeah, I really do. It's such a variety of IPAs. A great chance to go in there and do a taste off with your friends.
Oh yeah,
it's Willoughby's, folks. You go by Rob? Is that good? Or Bob?
You can call me Robert. Rob.
Rob.
It's fine.
It's easier to. But it is Robert Nathanson. I'm going to call him Rob.
There you go.
There you go.
It's Palmia. PalmiaBeers.com.
Palmia Beer, singular.
Beer, okay.
Even though you want to have more than one.
So what else you guys make besides what we're tasting here?
This is our new flavor that just came out.
Lemon-infused.
Yeah, we've been out now for a little over 11 months. It is a lemon-infused lager.
Mm.
The base is 6.6%. We take it down to 4.2 to be in the light category. And it's really, really just easy to drink. Again, it's 100% natural, and once you taste it, you'll want another one.
I'm digging it.
It Boy, goes down
especially
easy,
in
doesn't
the summer.
It?
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really like that.
It's just a great beer, a clear bottle, you know, I think like most of the European beers, and 330 ml, they got the size right.
Yeah, it's a little
got
smaller,
the alcohol right.
Yeah.
So you drink it fast enough, the next one will be cold. It won't warm up. It won't stick around and warm up.
Oh, 4.2. Okay.
So,
4.2.
Yeah, we're actually looking into aluminum cans because that seems to be the trend with a lot of the beers out there. It is aluminum. So we'd love to, you know, launch a 12-ounce aluminum can soon.
Yeah, there's a few benefits to that, too. I mean, A, it'll keep the light out. But B, I mean, this is a great beer to have by the pool, and you can't take glass by the pool.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
For the most part.
It's true.
You live in San Francisco?
You need it by the pool.
I do live in San Francisco.
Okay.
Native.
It's palmiabeer.com. You need to check them out, folks. I just love this.
Yeah. No, it makes you feel like you're in
Spain. Mark wasn't sure I was going to like it, but I do.
Yeah. I figured you'd like it. It's really refreshing. And
yeah.
Well, we were at a beer festival, and I think you have a little hardware in front of you.
By the way, this trophy you got to see. It's the coolest one I've ever seen. 2018 Burger and Brew Fest People's Choice Best Brew Award, and Mike took a photo and put it up on Facebook, but you got to check this thing out. It is so cool.
Yeah, so we were up against 38 breweries, and it was an all-day event with amazing hamburgers. And what goes good with good food is good beer. And it was a warm day, and we just poured our hearts out, and we poured lots of samples. And at the end of the day, they named us as the People's Choice Award, where everyone thought our beer was the best.
You guys just did like a Kickstarter kind of thing too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a. It's called WeFunder.com, and it's a crowdfunding source. And we thought we need to raise another round of seed because we're not, you know, at the valuation where we are selling thousands of cases and millions of dollars. So we opened it up actually less than 48 hours ago. And in less than 40 hours, we've raised over $100,000 on WeFunder.com. And you can reach us there and check us out. A lot of cool stuff that we're offering. But more importantly, it's a way to get into the beer industry without, you know, going after all the years of what it takes to make a beer. You know this best.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of breweries have started out this way, making their beer somewhere else and then eventually having a brewery, you know.
Yeah, a lot of breweries out there. Did you know that craft beer is a $109 billion market right now?
Oh, I believe
it. No kidding.
I believe it.
Yeah, and if we could just get, 1% of the market, we'd be doing great. But more importantly, women, right? They consume about 30% of beer out there, and that's roughly $31 billion market.
Yeah, those are just people that she knows. It is the Drive Hop Monk Brewhaha, Palmia Corporation, palmiabeer.com, based in San Francisco. What else?
Well, I am digging this. Super easy to drink, and I can actually drive home after drinking this. I'm like, sometimes that I like end up like going over to Sur La Table and hanging out after the show sometimes. But I really like this. When I was in Spain, I was just in Madrid and Bilbao in April. And we had some great beers like this. You know, it's hot, it's humid, you're sitting outside, you know, by the Guggenheim, between gin and tonics and a nice lager alternating back and forth. It was, that's always fun.
This beer makes you want to go back, huh?
Oh, my God. I want to go back. I just love Spain.
Oh, that's good.
It's my ancestry, so maybe that's why. But
I've always wanted to go there, man.
We're going to have a big show next week. I'm pretty excited about that, too. Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
Well, I may come in.
You should.
Good. Yeah. You'd enjoy it if you make it. It'd be great.
Yeah. I've heard of this guy for so long, I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, he's certainly right up there with Fritz as one of the guys that got this whole industry going.
Fritz Maytag, who started.
It's my boss, who's
anchor.
The man who really started the whole industry.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah.
When great I was working at McNear's in 1987, when I helped to open McNear's, when I went from Cheers to McNear's. Oh, my God, I just dated myself there, you guys. But the Petaluma City Council used to come in and have Sierra Nevada's was just kind of becoming like over here, and Lynn Woolsey, who ended up becoming a congresswoman, she was on the Petaluma City Council, and a group of them used to come in after the meetings and all have Sierras.
Huh.
It was really cool. I loved that beer. I still do. You know, Vinny says that he always has a pack of green, 6-pack of the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in his fridge at all times.
Yeah, their Pale Ale is a classic. Sierra Nevada and Liberty Ale, you got those in your icebox, you'll never go wrong.
Liberty Ale, I don't know if a lot of people know this, that so at Anchor, the Liberty Ale was actually the original IPA for the United States, a U.S. IPA, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we never called it IPA, but yeah, it's certainly, because it was always so hoppy, you know,
yeah.
And it really was, it fell into the IPA
When did they
category.
Start doing the Liberty?
We did it in 1975.
Wow.
Was the first Liberty Ale. We did it for the 200th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride.
Liberty Ale.
That's it. That's and that's Fritz was always coming with clever ideas like that, because in 76 we had the 200th anniversary of the country coming along,
right. And bicentennial.
Every company was jumping on that with
sure.
Bicentennial colas and whatnot. Fritz went a year ahead and did a 200th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride.
Nice.
And that was the founding of Liberty Ale.
Should have called it the British Are Coming Ale.
Well, we or should have. We missed it.
Rob, what's in the future for Palmia? I mean, you guys, you have a tasting room? You get to explain all that.
Right. So the future looks good for us because I think the 90 calories really sets us apart from a lot of other beers that are on the shelf right now.
With that tasting like a light beer.
The ones that are out there that are, you know, claimed to be under 100 calories really are really light. And the alcohol content is far below 4%. So we're thinking about, or in our horizon, is maybe doing a really cool sour, or doing a sparkling, you know, something that's 90 calories. But we really want to want people to feel that vacation in a bottle.
Nice, very cool.
And that's what we think Palmia is when you drink it, people say, "Wow, I feel like I'm really on vacation," and you don't need to have a fresh squeeze of lemon or a fresh squeeze of lime, because it's already
right
there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all natural.
Or even a glass. That's why I'm drinking out of the bottle right now.
Yeah.
You go to palmiabeer.com and check out everything they're doing. Very cool, and I appreciate you coming up from San Francisco and hanging in the green room because, you know, we sometimes run late, so I appreciate you being
here. Well, it's an honor for me. Trust
very
me.
Cool, yeah, thanks man. For coming on. We've been talking about it for a while, so.
Listen, I have to ask you, are you any relation to Gary Nathanson?
I think all of us Nathansons are okay. Related. Is he good looking and smart? I don't know.
He is. Yeah. No. Yeah. I worked with him for a number of years at Anchor Brewing Company.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just remember something. He was on Shark. He just talked with the Shark Tank guys yesterday. Yeah.
About what? Right?
That'd be yeah. Great. I was interviewed by the original Shark, Kevin Harrington, and we were having a great time talking about Palmia and the future of how big the market really is. And it's massive.
So were you talking about him like when they do like on Shark Tank where they give you money? Or how does that work?
He's got a new venture out and he says, look, you're a little young for us in terms of sales. Talk to me in 60 days and let's work together.
Wow. Very yeah. Cool. Robert Nathanson, palmiabeer.com.